For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's September the 9th, and our one topic today is with Bill Wickersham. Good to have you here, Bill.
Thank you.
And we always get comments when we have you on. Bill is an expert. Can I get an expert?
I don't think the people – I'm not a ufologist. I'm an amateur journalist who writes about UFOs.
About UFOs.
And I study
okay.
it a lot.
I enjoy reading your op-ed pieces in the Columbia Daily Tribune. But you have been interested in unidentified flying objects for a long, long time, haven't
you? About 1957 or 8.
And I thought of you a couple of weeks ago when I'm watching the evening news and they did a story – on Area 51, which the government has up until now said didn't exist. Now they're saying that it does exist.
George Washington University, a person with their National Security Archives, about 5 years ago had asked for information on Area 51, and it was so redacted and there was no mention of Area 51 per se. But this time when they sent it in, it did return. And they talked essentially about the U-2, the B-2 bomber, the stealth bombers, the Blackbird, the highly developed airplanes that have been developed.
But
there.
Nothing about what most people who are interested in UFOs think of Area 51, and that was the incident back in the 50s.
That's right. And what disturbed me a bit was that the New York Times did an article. And as you know, we talked before about the earlier citizen disclosure project at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. at the end of April. And during that series, a former CIA operative straightforwardly said he visited at the behest of President Eisenhower and Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover the actual garages at Area 51 in the 50s, where he did, in fact, see an alien himself, and his boss interviewed that alien. Now, having said that, though he could be crazier than a loon, but the fact that a man of his stature said that, and it was not reported, but you report this other stuff, says there's a little something wrong with journalism.
But how does anyone prove that what he said is true?
The way we do it in court, I think, is have hearings. We have a jury. We have people. We have depositions. We have people who believe one thing, people who believe another, who have fair hearings. You get to interact with one another. But anyway, my point about the newspaper is whenever Colonel Corso made his statements about aliens, whenever Edgar Mitchell makes his – And generals in...
Edgar Mitchell was an astronaut.
And Gordon Cooper also. And generals and high-ranking people in France. We don't see that in the New York Times or the Washington Post or on CNN. Why not? When people of that stature make statements about other things. Well, we know why. There's a truth embargo, and it needs to be lifted.
On UFOs.
Yes.
Unidentified flying objects. How do you describe what a UFO is? It's an unidentified flying object, but maybe it's not from outer space. Sure. Maybe it is something that governments are working on.
I think whenever the Area 51 piece came out in the New York Times, they called Stanton Friedman, who's an eminent physicist. He and Carl Sagan were in the same class at the University of Chicago. And they had said essentially, Well, because all this activity started taking place at Area 51, we think it might have been other crafts of our own making. Well, part of that may be true, but what Stanton Friedman says, do they stop on a dime? Do they cut corners? Do they go thousands of miles an hour? If so, why aren't we using that stuff?
I think almost anybody listening to us now, not everybody, but I think almost anybody listening to us can honestly say they have gone out into the night sky and looked up and seen things that they really can't explain. I have seen things in the sky at nighttime that I'll see a light go across the sky, and then it will stop, and then it will zigzag, and then it'll take off and go in one direction very fast. Now, I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is. I can't explain it. So I said, well, I saw a UFO.
Yeah, but you're here in a town with an educational organization called the University of Missouri. Whenever people at Stanford like Peter Sturrock, people at Harvard like John Mack, eminent scientists and people all over the world are coming up with what they consider hard evidence, what we find our universities doing is a bit like the church fathers in the day of Galileo. They won't look through the telescope. I challenge anyone to just go Google, "I know what I saw," the UFO documentary, which is narrated in most part by former Governor Simon Kinn of Arizona, Republican governor, and listen to the pilots, the generals, the Air Force people, and see what you think. Mm-hmm. It should raise a discussion. You don't have. By the way, I'm skeptic in many parts of this, as I've told you before, on this phenomenon. There are true believers, there are believers, there are skeptics. What I run up against are the debunkers, and the debunkers say it can't be, therefore it isn't. We don't know how to get from here to there. Well, maybe someone knows how to get from there to here if they're a million years ahead of us in science and technology.
I've heard many people. In fact, I say, well, what do you believe? Do you think this could be possible? No, it's not possible because we don't know how to get 500 light years or 1,000 light
Precisely.
Years. Precisely. Right. But perhaps people who are beings that are more advanced do know.
And if they would watch the DVD Out of the Blue, you will see several top astronomers making the case for the bending of space, wormholes, non-gravitic propulsion, all kinds of things that the person you just mentioned is probably not aware of.
Okay. It's mind-boggling. It is mind-boggling, and it's interesting to think about and try to understand. At least try to understand and talk about it. Opening up a discussion and talking about it.
If the extraterrestrial hypothesis is true, Edgar Mitchell says it is for sure. The Cometa group in France said 90%. But assuming it's that close, that is the most important discovery in human history. Mm-hmm. And it bears research. It bears teaching. It needs community
okay.
service.
People want more information. You can Google all of that. Bill, we're out of time for today. Bill Wickersham, always interesting to have you on and talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Tomorrow, almost along the same topic, we're going to look up to the stars. Val Gurman's on. Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our flow director is Rachel Gangwehr. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to see this again or listen to it, KBIA.org. See you. Bye-bye.